Hey Michael, it's Brock. Just trying to call you about Lockie. How you going?
Yeah, good thanks, buddy.
Good man. Good look, Lockie, I know I booked you in and everything. Obviously didn't meet Lockie last week when we came in, but yeah, I've just sort of been continuing Vanessa's plan today because she's back in tomorrow. Done all these fluids, medications and things, and I just felt a bit like a bit worried. Lockie's like his crop isn't moving very well. Like all the food is going in, but it's not sort of going through as fast as it should.
Right.
So I'm just going to actually give Lockie some extra medications that will help hopefully move some of that food through, because we obviously need Lockie to digest food and put the weight back on, because obviously Lockie's super skinny and has some sort of issue going on with this high glucose. It's insane. So just add a few things. I've added a few things in today. Ahead of tomorrow, and I think Vanessa wants to take some more blood from him tomorrow to look at maybe the glucose or something. I'm not exactly sure, but he's been okay today, but I'm just a little bit worried about the crop for sure.
Yeah, sure.
That was it. So some of the blood tests came back today as well, which is actually the portion that looks at Lockie's like white cell count, so looking for infection and inflammation and things.
Yep.
And definitely the white cell count is just slightly above the reference range, so it could be that there's maybe a bit of stress or inflammation there, but all the cells seem like they're okay. They're not sort of aggravated or degenerating or responding to something, I don't think. So but we've got him on antibiotics anyway, because he's so at risk of getting any infection right now, because he's so crook. So at least that part of his test actually looks pretty good.
Okay, well that's good news. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, man. We'll chat again tomorrow when Vanessa's back in. She's had a look, and I think the plan was to do some more bloods to check at least the biochemistry, like the glucose and stuff tomorrow.
Sure.
So we'll see what we find, man.
Okay.
Like when I booked you, I didn't realise Lockie was going to be that sick. Hey, you know, obviously been a bit of a shock.
Obviously. Yeah. No. He's getting good care now, so it's funny, like, as you said, birds are funny things. Like, within himself, he seems like really, like, at home, he talks and talks and talks and carries on, and, you know, as I said, birds are very good at hiding their
symptoms,
hiding their sickness.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Yeah. And he must just be so tough. like he is, his skin and bone.
Like on the way down the car this morning, he was chatting away and bloody crawling all over chewed his way out of the box and bloody started this. It sat up on my knee near the steering wheel all the way, just about all the way down, and then he crawled up the thing. So it's amazing. Like as I said, in birds can be that sick, and yet he's sort of trying to carry on like a normal thing. So yeah. Anyway,
he's so tough, and he wants to fight whatever's going on, which is good.
Good. Oh, well, just keep us informed, see what's going on tomorrow, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, talk soon, mate.
All right, mate. Thank you.